Okay, fourth graders, today our podcast is getting more familiar with our guide. One of the things that I like to teach in my class is that computers are always changing, and people who use computers successfully are able to find help on guides. Every successful computer user uses guides at some point to help them find how to deal with changes and updates and things that change on computer all the time, which they do. So pause the podcast now if you need and get the guide in your hand. Now, this guide I put together on my busy schedule, and I did not have time to put a table of contents. So you're going to have to use some critical thinking to look at it. Now look at the title on the first page. It says how to download and open a worksheet from the class blog. This instruction goes for three pages, and it's labeled page 1, page 2, page 3, how to download and open a worksheet from the class blog. I've seen many of you use it, but I've seen also many of you still try to guess while you have this guide in your hand. Remember, the guide is there for you. Now turn to the next page. It says how to open a new Word document. That's when you want to open a document that you have to write on. That's different than downloading a document that I've already typed on, and I call those worksheets. Now, turn the page, and it says how to put your name and date and title to answer reading questions. Now, there will be times I will prompt you to put your name and date and a title of a paper on a new document, but often I give you worksheets. Sometimes I've seen people open new documents and put their name and date and a title from this thing on a page. Well, computers is a little bit about critical thinking. If I ask you to work from a worksheet, you shouldn't put your name and date on a new page. It is following directions, and that's good. But sometimes following directions takes you using your mind to decide whether or not that direction is really relevant. That's just very real. Turn the page. It says centering text. We're not going to use that right now, but you should know that that's there. Turn the page. How to save a document. We're going to use that one today. Notice it's two pages. It's how to save a document and how to save a document too. Please remember that when you're using a guide, you need to use all the instructions that are there and read them in order. One, then two, then three. This might seem obvious, but I've still seen a bunch of you go, oh, one, oh, four. And sometimes you don't even look at the pictures. The guides are there to help you. You need to learn how to follow directions and use guides. If you leave my class really, really learning all this, and only even that, you would grow up to be a very successful computer user. Okay, thanks for listening.